Today, we are going to take a posture of peace by re-agreeing with the truth.
Posture is a short, audible fist bump to remind you God is with you in everything. Together, we're going to be emboldened to take a daily posture of perfect peace.
Now, you may not know this, but this podcast was birthed from my testimony of overcoming anxiety and learning to live a lifestyle of perfect peace. Now, to make a long testimony short with a very quick summary, the pivotal moment for me was a very unholy sounding prayer. I was living this lifestyle stuck in a chokehold of anxiety, panic, fear, really deep unbelief. And I found these promises in God's word for the very thing I longed for the most, which was peace. Specifically, John 14:27 and John 16:33, where Jesus promises us not just any peace, but his peace, the peace of God. And so I prayed a prayer. I said, Jesus, if that's true, if you really gave me your peace, where the heck did it go? And I heard him say in my spirit, I'm right here. And I started a process, a journey with the Lord, discovering that peace was not like the world defines it, a calming environment, a calming circumstance, an absence of distraction and noise and chaos in my life. But what peace really is in the kingdom of God is presence. It's the presence of Jesus in our lives. And it's a presence that promises to never leave us nor forsake us. Now, as I began to walk this journey of maturity with the Lord, I began to realize that I didn't need to pray for peace anymore because it was already mine in Jesus. So I began to pray a different prayer. Instead of praying for peace, I began to pray that I would become more aware of the presence of the Prince of Peace, Jesus, in my life. Again, it was a journey. There wasn't this final product that just landed in my lap in an instant. But I began this beautiful process, and it is a wonderful process when we mature in the Lord. Now, what I love about today's episode is we're continuing our mentor series with my dear friend and mentor, Ashley Nicole, and she beautifully articulates what this process can look like and how when we begin to mature in an area with the Lord, it changes the way we pray and the way we relate to Him. And it all comes down to, before it's about what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about him. Yes. It, you know, something you've taught me is we are able to shift into the rest at the degree at which we believe God actually loves us. Like he really, really loves us. Doesn't just love us because he has to, but because he chooses to. And he chose us. You mentioned Ephesians 1, which is a very powerful scripture. Mm-hmm. But so often we are stuck in a place of resistance like we've talked about, and it actually puts us in a place of condemnation and shame for ourselves and accusation against God's character. We might not even realize that's what we're doing. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. So the thing is that that unbelief is actually an accusation against his character. So to kind of think of it like this, I'm going to use this as an example to kind of that will hopefully drive this home very quickly. So often what we do is because we don't believe that we already have the gifts that God has given us, then we come to him and we ask for them. What that's doing is it's agreeing with the fact, not with God, but with a lie that I'm in lack and I don't have. Therefore, I'm coming to you, Lord, and I need you to transact it to me. I need you to give in order to fill this lack. Well, that's starting out with unbelief because God says that we're never in lack. He says that he has already given us everything. So what we've done is by not believing God, we're actually bringing accusation against his character by coming to him to ask him for something and starting out the conversation with, God, by the way, you're a liar. And now I'm asking you for this. And God's just like, no. I'm asking you when you come to ask me for something, because remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, hey, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Well, why are we not experiencing that in our life? What we're doing is we're coming to him, calling him a liar, saying that, no, God, I don't already have things. I don't already have everything that you say that I do. You haven't already given me everything that you say that you've given me. I'm not already sustained. You don't always take care of me. You're not taking care of me in this moment. So I'm asking you to remember me, Lord, remember me, you know, so that you can finally, oh yeah, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Here, I'll give you what you need. We're starting out this conversation believing that he's a liar and that there's something that he then needs to do. And instead, Jesus is wanting us to understand, no, you come to the Father and say, God, you have already given me everything. I already have it. I already have it in the spirit. But Lord, just like a baby who's born with all of its arms and legs, and a friend of mine, I cannot take credit for this. Grant's example is a great example. But a friend of mine actually came up with this example. I was like, oh my word, that expresses it so perfectly. And that is that there's all of these, that a baby has all of these arms and legs and that it's born with, but it doesn't know how to use them. It doesn't know how to reap the benefits of what it is that it has. So a parent teaches it, like for instance, teaching a child to walk. A parent teaches it what it has and how to use it. God does the same thing with us. That is what, so our prayer life now changes. Instead of coming to the Lord, accusing him of being a liar, we're not meaning to, but that's actually what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Instead of accusing him as a liar, saying, no, God, you know, what you said isn't true. You know, you haven't given me everything already. I don't already have everything. I'm not currently being protected. And so I'm needing you to change this about yourself. And I'm needing you to actually start protecting me. You know, instead of coming to him as a liar, what we need to do is come to him and say, Lord, you say I already have it, but God, I don't see it. I don't understand. Can you reveal to me what it is that I already have and how to step into it? Mm-hmm. And so we're coming to God instead of in accusation, we're coming to him in re-agreeing with him. Yeah. That, Lord, what it is that you say is true. And I'm asking you as your son to mature me in my current state of immaturity, of being unable to see it, being able to understand, if I have it, Lord, where is it? And how do I take a hold of it? How do I, like a little child, you know, getting a spoon in order to start feeding itself. Okay, this is great. I understand you're giving me freedom, but I don't know what to do with this thing. You know, and God does the same thing with us. Lord, show me the tools. Show me how to access the things that you say that you've already given to me, and that I already have because I'm existing in you. So anyway, that is how it is that we are bringing accusation against God's character, is that we're not believing him. And that's how it ends up affecting our prayer life. But then that's how we can change our prayer life. Stop accusing God in unbelief and instead choosing that whatever it is that he says really is true. But realizing we're not fully matured yet. Mm-hmm. So Lord, be not fully mature. Father me into this. Yeah. I'm young, Lord. I don't know what I don't know. And he knows that. And he's like, sure, I'm the one who created you a baby first. To grow into a man. If I wouldn't create you in a sinful state against me that you're always having to overcome, and I'm always having to be patient with you until you finally arrive. He's the one who created this process because he liked it. He likes the process of developing relationship with us and fathering us into things. So there's nothing wrong with coming to him saying, okay, God, I am in belief with you. I am choosing that what you say really is true, but I'm also acknowledging that I don't know what's going on. I've never done this before, Lord. I've never lived like this, you know? And so will you please father me into it?